We delay the start of this program to bring you a special news bulletin. From the NBC newsroom in New York, here's how the Korean situation shapes up right now. B-29 bombers with an Australian Air Force fighter escort have bombed an airfield at Yongpo, 135 miles inside North Korea. One plane with Russian type insignia was shot down. No comment by the Air Force on the pilot's nationality. The Reds hit two fighter planes, but both returned safely. Keep tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
Hello, everyone. This is your old chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly, presenting America's famous quiz kid. And here's your first question, quiz kids. What is wrong with this statement? On his first visit to the farm, little Johnny was so unafraid, he walked right up to the muley cow and hung his hat on a horn. Yes, sir. That's a question straight from the farm. And while you quiz kids are thinking about that one, I want to invite all you listeners to go back to the farm with us right now. You know, since school is out and everyone's thinking about the country and the farm, we're going to see just how much or how little these city quiz kids know about rural life, and we have a whole farm question session lined up. So, everybody slip on their overalls and straw hats while we're having roll call. First, we have Farmer Joel.
I'm Joel Kupperman. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a junior at Roosevelt High School.
Farmer Patrick.
I'm Patrick Owen Conlon. I'm 13 years old, and in the fall, I'll be a freshman at Calumet High School.
Good for you, Pat. And Farmer Mark.
I'm Mark Mullen. I'm 9 years old, and I go to the University of Chicago Laboratory School.
And a brand new quiz kid, Farmerette Marlene.
I'm Marlene Richmond. I'm 15 years old, and 3A at Roosevelt High School.
And a little half-pint farmer, Melvin.
I'm Alvin Meyer, and I'm 7 years old, and I go to North Fox School, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Now then, kids, have you figured out that first farm question? What is wrong with this statement? On his first visit to the farm, little Johnny was so unafraid, he walked right up to the muley cow and hung his hat on a horn. Now we have four hands up, or three rather, and Mark's hand was first.
A muley cow doesn't have horns because it's a pole cow, and a pole cow is a cow without horns.
Well, very, very good, Mark. That's just fine. And that is our number one. Say, by the way, I'd like to ask you something. Muley cows and pole cows are the same, but just what is the advantage of pole cattle?
Well, you can fit more pole cattle into a cattle car because they can't poke each other, and then it's hard to treat places that have been poked by the horns. And then on the range, you can rub horns down when the cattle are real young, but you can't get them real young on the range because it's too big an area.
Well, that's very, very good, Mark. Say, we're off to a flying start here with our farm question session. Now then, here we go with question number two. The last three secretaries of agriculture had first names that began with C. Can you name two of the secretaries? Patrick.
Well, I can name the present one. That's Charles Brannan.
That's right, Charles, first
and
name.
And
Joel?
Well, the one before him was Clinton Anderson.
Clinton P. Anderson, and the one before Mr. Anderson, his first name started with a C. You gave me two, that's all I asked for. All right, I'll give you the third one because I have it on my card here, and I know what it is. Claude R. Wickard. All right, kids. Now then, how familiar are you children with sounds heard down on the farm? If you heard these sounds, what would be happening? Here's the first one. Mark?
Somebody would be pumping water.
Pumping water, that a boy, Mark! That sound is actually not heard much on farms these days. In fact, more than 85% of farms throughout the country now are equipped with electricity. Well, try this one. What has taken place this time?
I
Marlene?
That would be the chickens, and they are crowing, or I mean they're...
The what?
They're cocking and doing, I don't know.
Well, now... Well, you're on the right farm, Marlene. Let's check with Melvin.
Would that be the roosters?
Oh, no, no. It wouldn't be the roosters. Now, I'm trying to clear this up here, Mark.
They're clucking.
What is it? Who's doing the clucking?
The hens.
And why? Why?
They got eggs.
Huh? That's right. She just laid an egg. Oh, my. I thought this second part was going to lay an egg itself there. How about this one, kids? Marlene?
Well, it seems a little fast, but it may be milking a cow.
That's right, it's a fast cow, huh? Very good, Marlene, very good. Well, that was a lot of fun. Since we're just starting the month of July, kids, let's see if you can name events that took place on dates in July in the past. Now, wait a minute. There's a hand up, and I haven't even asked the question. All right, here we go. What historic event took place on July 3rd? Years ago. All right, Joel?
Well, that was when the Declaration of Independence was drawn up, because it wasn't announced to the people until the 4th, but it was drawn up on the 3rd.
Well, now, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
You're sure about it? Well, all right, if you're sure, why, it's all right. Well, I was thinking about another event and that took place on July 3rd. I wonder if you can give it to me. No hands up on it. Well, George Washington took command of the army in 1775 at Cambridge. All right, how about July 4th now? Marlene?
That was the Declaration of Independence, and it was signed July 4th, 1776.
No, now, wait a minute. Patrick?
Well, I don't think everybody signed July 4th. I think a few of them signed that date, and then some more added their signatures later on.
Well, that's right. So, naturally, what really happened was the,
You might have drawn it up that day.
Joe?
It was made public.
Well, yeah, all right, that's fine. The adoption of the Declaration of Independence. It was really signed on August 2nd, 1776. All right, and how about July 6th? Mark?
John Paul Jones was born.
That's right, and that's very good. Can you think of anything else, Mark? All right.
Well, this isn't too historical, but I was born then.
That's what I was thinking about. Yes, Jerry, little Mark was born. Well, that means that you'll be having your birthday just this weekend. Tell me, now, have you heard any mysterious hints of any little surprises that you might expect for your birthday?
Well, my mom, said this. I think she was just joking. She said she was going to give me a pair of nylon stockings in her size because I gave her a puppy for Mother's Day.
Oh! You gave your mother a dog for Mother's Day. Well, that's very, very good. Now, you kids have probably often heard the expression, dirty as a pig. If you gave a pig the choice of a mud hole or a concrete pool, which would he choose? Pat?
Well, I think he'd choose the concrete pool because nowadays those pigs aren't...
You mean you're...
Well,
modern pigs now.
If you have these modern farms, I suppose some places there might be.
Well, let's see what the rest of the kids have to say. Melvin?
I'd say take the mud hole and not a puddle.
The mud hole, huh?
Mud hole. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Now, Marlene, what would you say?
Well, naturally, he would take the mud hole because naturally that's the expression, dirty pig. And I think everyone knows that the pig loves mud and he's just dirty, that's all.
Well, all right. Well, so far, Joel?
Well, I think he'd take the concrete pool. I believe there was an article a couple of months ago in one of our national magazines, I think it was Life, I'm not sure, showing how clean pigs really are nowadays and how I think that it stated that they go into places where there's mud because they want to, they think they're washing themselves off.
Oh, you mean glorifying the pig? Well, now we have one more hand, so, Mark?
Well, they go to the concrete pool.
Why?
For the same reason Joel said, they are actually clean.
Well, There's a little technicality here I'd like to bring up. The concrete pool is the correct answer. Pat?
Well, they wouldn't have much concrete pool on a farm. I don't see.
Well, now, wait a minute. Yes, they might at that. A pig does not perspire and wants to stay cool, so he would choose the clean concrete pool, which would be cooler than a mud hole. Well, that's a miss, kids. Of course, we can't get them all, so we'll just go along here and have a big old time and see how many we can answer. Now, this next question is going to be in the form of a relay. All you quiz kids versus Joel. I'm going to give you each a bag of peas to shell, and I'll give Joel a math problem, which he is to solve without paper or pencil before you finish shelling your bag of peas. Now, we checked with a mathematician and found the problem can be solved in 70 seconds, and I checked with my wife, Mary Agnes, and she found she could shell the amount of peas you have there in 70 seconds with the one-half pot left over. Now, I'll read the problem first, then when I say go, you can all start. Now, let's see. Yes, you all have your tin pans and the bags of peas. So, everybody get ready now. Stand by. Here's the problem. Wait just a second. Here it is. Yeah, I have it all here. It's a doodle, too. If Pat opened 24 pods in a minute, Melvin half as many, Mark two-thirds as many, Marlene three-fourths as many, and Joel four-fifths as many, and if each of you popped one pea into your mouth to taste it out of each sixth pea pod you opened, how many pea pods would you all open in 15 minutes, and how many peas would each of you eat? Now, that's the problem. Is that clear, Joel?
Yeah.
All right. One, two, three, go.
Well, the answer would be 15 times the total of peas they'd, the pods they'd open in a minute. That'd be 24 plus 12 is 36 plus 16, 52, is 18, 70, and let's see, 19 and a fifth, that'd be 24, 12, 52, 70, 89 and a fifth, that'd be 446 fifths times 3, that'd be 13, 38 pods they'd open.
13, 38,
as far as peas, that'd be 2.5, well, a pad would have 2.5 times 24, that'd be 60.
60 for
and,
Pat.
And, let's see, Melvin would have half of that, that'd be 30.
30 for Melvin.
And whoever had two-thirds would have 40.
40 for Mark.
And let's see, then three-fourths would have 45.
45 for Marlene.
And four-fifths, that I'd have 48.
48 for Joel. All right, fine. Let's see. How many do we still have shelling? Pat, you're not finished, are you? Pat?
See.
You're not finished, are
no,
you?
No.
And Mark, did you finish up?
No.
And let's see, Marlene, how about you, honey?
Definitely no.
And Melvin?
No, I didn't finish up either.
How many pea pods did you shell?
See, I think I've got six.
You got six? Well, Joel wins. Hooray for Joel. That was a nice boy, Joel. Oh, dear. Say, by the way, if you quiz kids were really down on a farm right now, what would you like to do the very best of all? Marlene?
I think I'd like to go milk a cow, and also, first of all, I'd stay asleep. I'd sleep until about 12 o'clock in the morning. Then I'd get up, and I'd milk the cows, and then I'd feed the chickens.
Oh. You'd get up at 12 o'clock? You mean at midnight?
Huh? No, 12 o'clock a.m.
Oh, a.m.
And then I'd go milk the cows. You see, I like to sleep late.
What a farmer you would be. A noon milker. That's a dandy, isn't it? All right, Joel, how about you?
Well, I wouldn't get up at 12 o'clock, I don't think, because I generally don't get up late. And I don't think the cows... I'd probably get up around 8, I suppose, and play around with the animals and maybe... feed chickens and so forth.
Oh, I see. You'd like to do that. And, Patrick, how
well,
about you?
Well, providing I didn't have to be the farmer, I'd like to sleep late and maybe get up. And of course, I wouldn't. I like to go horseback riding, any of those things, you know.
In other words, you'd rather sleep if just, you were
really
well,
down that's
on
right.
The
and then I'd like to putter around.
I'd like to putter around.
See what
Mark?
I can find out.
Well, I'd like to not sleep late. Maybe if my mom would let me get up rather early. Well, fairly early.
What do you mean, fairly early?
Now, well, maybe about 7 o'clock, a little
early.
7 o'clock. And then I'll go swimming or horseback riding or play around with the animals.
Well, let's see what Melvin would do down on the farm if he were really on one now.
Well, Mr. Kelly, I think I'd have a lot of fun playing with the animals. Of course, you always should be friendly to animals. And then if I have a couple of minutes, I'd go horseback riding. I always wanted to do that. And
oh?
I'd have a lot of fun, I know.
How about the sleeping department with you, Melvin? Everybody else has mentioned sleeping.
Well, I'd rather get up early. Like, I'm on Mark's side. I'd like to get up early.
Oh? How early?
Well, about 7 or so.
About 7 or so.
Maybe even earlier.
A little bit earlier. Well, you can get more done the earlier you get up. Yes, sirree. All right, well, fine, kids. Now then, if you were attending a certain party, a kind of party in the country, and heard the following terms used, what kind of a party would it be? Now, I'd like for you to try to get 3 out of 4, because I think this is rather tough. The first one, the terms would be wedding ring, feather stitch, basket design. What kind of a party would that be, Patrick?
Well, that'd be a quilting party.
Quilting party, that a boy, that's right. What kind of a party would this be? Ears, silks, and tassels. Mark?
Huskin.
Huskin bee is right again, uh-huh. What kind of a party would this be? Well, let's see. Now, we had 3 long and 1 short. So, what kind of a party would that be? 3 long, 1 short on the telephone. In the country. What kind of a party? Audience.
Party
line. Party line, that's it. Oh, my, my. Well, now then, what kind of a party would this be? Ladies in center and back so far, head swing in, form a star. Pass your partner right on by, pick up another girl on the fly. Shave and a haircut, 6 bits. Marlene.
I think that would be a barn dance, and it's...
So what do they do at barn dances?
They...
What kind of dances do they do?
Virginia Reel and the...
Oh, well, yes, all right. Melvin.
Square dance?
Square dance, that's what I was thinking about. Say, by the way, I wonder if by chance any of you kids could call a square dance. I mean, start it out, you know. Mark, would you like to tackle it?
I think I could do it.
Well, all right. We'll have Uncle Lou Webb and his fiddlers here, his fidgety fiddlers. All right, here we go.
Honor your partner. Honor your corner. L-man left. Grand right and left. Meet your own with the elbow swing. Promenade round the ring. Head couples, ladies, chain, and side couples, swing. Chain them round the mountain, chain them home.
That was good, Mark. Oh, yes, certainly. Boy, I wish I could call a square dance like you called it then. Uh-huh. That was fine and dandy. Now then, for this question, let's see. Oh, boy, here's a dandy. We're going to pretend we have Old Bess, our farm saddle horse, all ready to take each of you kids for a ride down the road and back. Now, suppose little Melvin gets on first. Yeah, and you kids are to identify from the sound alone what pace the horse Old Bess is using. All right, now, Melvin, you're all set. We're just pretending, of course. Yeah. Hey, Old Bess has just had a nice hay dinner, so she's all stuffed with hay. She's nice and soft. Yeah. All right, now, here she goes. Get up there, Bess. Get up there. Mark?
Would the first part be a trot?
Trot, that's absolutely right. That's very, very good, Mark. Now then, let's try this one. All right, Bess, old girl, get up there. Patrick?
Well, that might be a canter.
Well, it's close to it. Marlene, what
would that be a gallop?
A gallop, that's what I was thinking of, and that. Well, that was fine. Now, Melvin, you can get back to your desk there. Now, let's get old Bess back to the barn. Come on, Bess, let's hit for the oats now. Come on here. Whoa, boy. Whoa. I mean, whoa, girl. Oh, boy, say, are we having fun this afternoon? Now, besides having strictly farm questions, we've delved into history, current events, mathematics, and now I think it is time to see just how handy you children would be in dealing with real live farm animals. So, we have a surprise for you. We have five of the dandiest little black Hampshire pigs you ever saw, brought up from the L. Bardee Stock Farm near Elgin, Illinois. So this will be a pig feeding contest. We'll put a pig on each of your desks, and you kids are to try to feed your pig from a bottle. And the quiz kid who manages to feed his pig the most milk wins. All right, now bring on the pigs. Yes, sir. Here they come. Where are they? Yes, sir. Oh, here they are. Here are the pigs. Now bring on the bottles. Bring on the bottles. Oh, boy. All right, now wait till each one gets the pig. Yeah. Where's the bottles? Bring on the bottles. Let's have the bottles. All right. All right, we got the bottles now. Everybody got a bottle for each pig? Hey. Really? Everybody's standing up here in the studio watching the pig. All right, now, wait just a minute now. Everybody got a pig in the bottle. Don't start them now until I give you the big signal here. All right. And by the way, no fair cheating. No fair cheating. You kids can have your milk when you get home after the first. Yeah. All right. Now get on your mark. Get set. One, two, three, go. Here we go. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hurry up there, Melvin. Oh, land sakes alive. Oh, dear. Melvin's making a hog out of himself. Oh. Hurry up, Meg. Come on, Mom. Marlene. Go. Get busy there. Get busy. Hey, Melvin's pig is really hungry. Hurry up there, Melvin. Oh, dear. Say. We should have... All right. Is anybody finished? Anybody got an empty bottle? If they have, hold it up in the air so I can see. Boy, I say the pigs are really going to town. Yes, sirree. Oh, boy, look at Mark's pig. Say, he's making a hog out of himself. Hurry up, kid. Hurry up. Time's a-wasting now. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Who has an empty bottle? Any empty bottle? Oh, this is really cute. I wish you folks could see the pig going after the milk. Yes, surely. Hurry up there, Melvin. Man, say, shall I? Say, these pigs are really hungry. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to have to do. Yeah, well, all right. Now, okay, give him his bottle back, Mark. We're going to have to call a halt to the race. Yeah, because there's more squealing than there is eating. And so we're going to call the race a tie. So, so everybody will be satisfied. And, of course, we have to have a prize. We have to have five prizes. You know, well, case of prize, duplicate prizes. And here is your prize. It's a pig. Yeah. All right, man. It's a dandy piggy bank. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. And so, you see, we were a little afraid your parents might not be too happy about raising a pig in a city apartment. So we really couldn't give you one of the live pigs or all of the live pigs. And since all of you kids did so well, we're giving each of you a piggy bank. Yes, sir. Now, aren't those dandy? Yeah, they look almost like the little black pigs that you were feeding a little while ago. So you kids will have to use those and save up your pennies for the rainy days that we hear Mother and Dad talking about from time to time. Well, that's a lot of fun, and I think we ought to give the kids a nice great big hand. How about it? Say, that was really a grunt without the groan proposition, wasn't it? Now we'll continue with more questions. In order to score on this question, you kids are going to have to sing your answers. You are to sing part of any song that mentions an article of clothing that you might wear on the farm. It can be either in the title or in the lyrics of the song. Now, who would like to start it off? A song that mentions an article of clothing in it, either in the title or in the lyrics. Patrick?
Well, I don't know exactly the words of this, but I know there's a song called My Levi's Plaid Shirts and Spurs. I don't know the words to that.
You don't know the words to it. You can't whistle it, then.
Well, I can whistle it.
Can you whistle it?
Yeah.
Well, pucker up. Oh, Pat, that's a fine whistle you've got there. Joel?
Well, this is an article that you definitely would not have on the farm, in my Easter bonnet.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't know about that, because the farmers' wives and their daughters all get slicked up on Easter like everybody else, and I'm pretty sure you'd find an Easter bonnet down on the farm. Marlene?
Who threw the pants in Mrs. O'Leary's...
Who threw the pants?
Mrs. O'Leary's chowder, something like
here.
That.
Well, let's clear that up now. Mark?
Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder?
The overalls, that's right. Can you sing it, Mark?
Who threw the old... Wait, I forgot the tune of it.
Yeah? Who can sing it? Melvin, do you know it?
No, Mr. Kelly, I just had something that you wouldn't wear on the farm.
That you wouldn't wear on the farm?
No.
Oh, well, we must have something that you would wear. Well, what were you going to say, though?
Alice Blue Gown.
Well, now,
Blue
wait a minute.
Wear a gown,
I think you kids have got a misconception about the way the farmers dress, because on Sundays... When they go into town, they're all slicked up, too, like your mother's, uh-huh, and your daddy's, Pat.
Well, this might be a little corny, but I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair.
Oh, that's a good one. How's that go, Pat?
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, worn like a zephyr in the soft summer air.
Hey, Frank Sinatra, better watch out. That's all right, too, yeah. All right, are we all through with our song question here? All right, well, say, by the way, Melvin, you mentioned something about Alice Blue Gown. Can you sing a little of that for us?
No, Mr. Curley, I don't believe I could.
Oh, can't you? Marlene?
I think I could start it.
All right, you start
In
it.
My sweet little Alice Blue Gown, da-da-da-da-da-da, I'm off tune.
Oh, that's fine. Well, that's all right. That's very, very good. If while you were out on the farm, you wanted to get up a musical and put on an open-air opera, kids, what opera might you choose that could use the farm for a natural setting? Now, what? There's one opera. What opera would it be? No? Uh-oh. There's the bell. Marlene?
Oh, I thought maybe...
What opera, honey? All right. Well, it would be the opera Martha. Well... That was a miss, but then, after all, as I said before, we can't get them all. And, of course, you all heard the bell, and that means our school is over for today, kids. The judges will have your scores in just a moment, but win or lose, each of you youngsters will receive a $100 United States savings bond to apply on your future education. And while we're waiting for the scores, I want to caution all you folks who will be celebrating the 4th of July on picnics or maybe on your vacations to be particularly cautious about putting out your campfires and observing all the rules that go toward preventing forest fires. You know, 9 out of 10 of all forest fires are man-caused. So let's all be very, very careful. Well, kids, here are your report cards. Let's see now. As a group, you missed 2 questions. And after taking into consideration your age as well as the number of correct answers you gave... The judges report that Mark was first, Joel second, Pat and Marlene tied for third, so you four, I'll see back in school next Sunday to compete with Billy McHugh, age 9. And we hope all you listeners will be back in school next week, too. Until next Sunday, then, this is Joe Kelly dismissing the quiz kids. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Quiz Kids is a Lewis G. Cowan production. Get your programs here. My Mother's Husband will start tonight over NBC with William Powell as the irascible father of an amusing family who fancies that his iron will prevail over the maneuvers of his tactful, adoring wife. Also this evening, Risa Stevens and Milton Kadams will appear respectively as soloist and guest conductor on the NBC Summer Symphony Concert Series. Take It or Leave It asks the $64 question tonight on NBC.
This is WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.